Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriller Coin Talk. Today is August 6, 2018, and we are recording this early morning because I wanted to make sure that we get in right before the Ethereum Classic release on Coinbase Pro. So if you don't know, if you've been under a rock this weekend, the final testing for Ethereum Classic support on Coinbase has proceeded to be announced. And this happened on Friday, which was very interesting. It happened around Friday around 3 p.m. A lot of people immediately jumped on their exchanges and bought a crap ton of Ethereum Classic. It shot up, it shot up pretty quickly. I want to say around 10%, just almost immediately. And if you remember when we talked about this on the previous podcast, the market was such in bad shape on Thursday, Wednesday as well. And I remember saying, unless something happens with Coinbase releasing some type of news on Friday, we're going to continue to see a very bear market. Well, they release on Friday again, and it seems to be that Fridays are becoming their press release days, which I find exciting because it's turning into this whole crypto Friday of sorts. And if you remember earlier, this is pretty interesting. So they announced on June 11th that they were going to add Ethereum Classic to Coinbase in the coming months. That took them roughly June, July, August. That took them roughly 2 months, to implement, which is crazy. That's very fast. That's very fast. We had predicted August 13th, around there. We were saying, because we had been receiving emails from people saying that Coinbase was going to add Ethereum Classic on the 13th or the 20th, which is crazy because Coinbase Pro actually gets Ethereum Classic first. That's right. So GDAX will tend to get these new cryptos first, and then it'll get released on the Blue app, the Coinbase app, the iOS app, the Android app that everybody uses, roughly a week to two weeks later. So it's very interesting to see that this follows the same trend with the information that we've been receiving. So to that person that has been sending Thriller Car emails regarding this, thanks for the leak. That's all I can say. If you can keep the leaks going and let me know when XLM or 0x or BAT or any one of the newer ones gets released, I very much appreciate it. And I'll pass it on to you guys. But it's pretty interesting that this happened all on Friday. There was even more good news, and we'll definitely talk about that on Thriller Podcast tonight. But I just want to make sure that we got in a very early episode on Ethereum Classic so we can witness the pumps that are happening. And it's crazy. There's so many sell walls happening right now. If you remember on Thursday, Ethereum Classic plummeted to just under $14. Just under $14. So that was a red flag knowing, oh, something's coming. And as soon as these big whales came in, they dumped on everybody on Thursday, right? They came back in, it pumped again. And there appears to be more sell walls in the works. Now, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. We knew this was going to happen, right? I mean, if we look at just the 7-day charts for Ethereum Classic, we saw that it was at $17 last week. It was just around where it's at right now, $17.34. Then, of course, it went through a massive dump last week. Got as low as under $14. And then, of course, it went from $14 to $16.80, $17 almost immediately on Friday. Now, one thing I do want to mention, just because I love the crypto history. And if we remember when Litecoin got added to Coinbase Pro last year, it was a 10% spike. It was a 10% spike. Now, if we take that kind of, correlation data, and we look at what's happening here with Ethereum Classic, there's a couple scenarios I want to give you guys just to be aware of. Don't take it as fact, just a couple scenarios that you should be aware of. So what is likely probably going to happen, these are just a couple scenarios, just if you look at crypto history, if you look at what's been added previously, and I compare it to coin, I compare it to Litecoin. I know a lot of people are out there, well, look at Bitcoin Cash. It got added and it went up 5,000% or whatever. No, let's look at it like Litecoin, just because because you got to remember, Bitcoin is Coinbase's main product, right? All these other assets that are there, they're there to complement Bitcoin. They're not there to compete with Bitcoin. And I think if you keep that frame of mind, you'll kind of understand where Coinbase's approach is coming from, right? So Ethereum Classic is there just merely to complement Ethereum. Charles has said in the past that it's going to be a cash to Ethereum, which works, right? So these are a couple scenarios that I've just been going over my head, and a couple scenarios that we've seen in the past happen. So if we look at Ethereum Classic and Ethereum, we know that once Ethereum Classic gets on Coinbase Pro, what used to be GDAX, it'll get a nice size pump. And it's one of those things you got to remember, that pump could already be built in right now. I have a feeling that it's probably not built in. We have been saying it's going to get anywhere between $25 to $32 since the announcement in July. Now, this has been a very strange time indeed. We have been expecting things on several announcements because these are key pumps. These are pumps that everybody knows about, everybody in the crypto space knows about, and everybody's able to make money on, right? So one thing to be aware of is that when it gets on Coinbase Pro, it is likely going to pump, likely. Now, don't take that as an automatic. I don't want you to listen to me and say, oh, that's just an automatic thing. Card knows what he's talking about. No, not saying that. I'm saying go out there, do your own research, look at your bags, look at what you're holding, and be careful. Be careful. Let's say worst case scenario, because this is possibility too. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's podcast. Worst case scenario, it gets added onto Coinbase Pro and a massive dump happens. It starts falling back down to $13, you know, somewhere around there. And you missed it. You bought at 17 and you missed it, right? Well, you have another opportunity. When Coinbase released Ethereum Classic on the Blue app, you're going to have another chance to dump again. And I think that's what a lot of people are anticipating as well. So there's two opportunities here, two scenarios. Get in now at 17. Wait to see what happens tomorrow at Coinbase Pro. Hopefully it shoots up. But if it doesn't, if a sell-off happens and it gets under your price point of what you bought in at, you have another opportunity to hold that until the Coinbase Blue app gets its release, the consumer app. So a couple different scenarios there. Let's go ahead and jump into Coin Talk because we got to talk the rest of the market. We got to see how all this fits with the Coinbase release that's happening. Okay, let's do it.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trade, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering, isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on Coin Talk.
It's time to get into Thriller Coin Talk. That's right. But before we do that, we're gonna discuss a couple things. Just because I got a lot of messages over the weekend, not a lot of emails, maybe like two or three emails. Mostly the messages were about Carr. How did you know? that's what it was. And it wasn't so much like a. Like an accusation kind of message. It was more like, how did you know? And I just wanted to touch on that here right now just to get it out. So that way everybody knows exactly the way it happened. That way, you know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, nor do I want to disclose any information that I feel like will get them in trouble. So I'm just going to give you the stage of events and everything. So earlier, well, I wouldn't say earlier. I want to say this started right around, okay, so we knew EOS was, let me start from the beginning. So we knew EOS was going to pump earlier this year once it got released and moved from an ERC-20 token to their own token, right? We were expecting $40-$50. We got around $25. Well, at that time, there was somebody sent me an email and said, hey, you're missing the whole point. I didn't just talk about it on the podcast, but they said something to the likes of, I don't have the email pulled up. Hey, you're missing the scenario here. EOS is going to dump a week before it gets released. And I thought that was weird, but I didn't bring it up on the podcast. I just thought it was weird. And I just ignored the email because I get tons of email all the time. And most of the time it's like from ICOs. Every once in a while, it's somebody that's trying to send me some information on what the market's going to do, or exactly they have insider information that they want to share with me. That was one of the main reasons why I was able to stumble onto what DCG is and figure out, you know, that they were going to add BAT and Zcash and stuff like that. So that happened and I didn't take anything. Well, that same person emailed me again and he said, hey, Ethereum Classic is going to be added on Coinbase. We should probably tell people. And I remember at the time I was thinking, this is the same guy. Because, you know, when your email, it'll have threads of previous emails all kind of lumped in together. And I thought that was strange. So I emailed him back. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, and then that's when he sent me an email, said, look at DCG and you'll see. I was like, that's weird. So sure enough, looked at DCG. That's when we found out all this stuff. Well, then it finally got announced on July 11th. And that's when I was like, holy crap. I was like, holy crap. It actually got released. But everybody knew in the space that it was one of those things. If you listen to early episodes of through a podcast or a coin talk earlier this year, I talk about how Ethereum Classic will likely be the next coin released on Coinbase. I also said some other coins that we ended up finding out that weren't true. But for the most part, Ethereum Classic was always in the league of other coins, right? So a lot of people kind of had the idea. So it was kind of not known knowledge, but it was known speculated knowledge out there in the crypto space. Well, that same person, right after July, that same person emailed me. He said, Coinbase is going to release Ethereum Classic in mid-August. And I was like, okay, I was like, this guy's been right a couple times. Let me share this. And that's when I shared it with y'all early in June. This was going to get released. And that was it. And it wasn't until, I want to say three weeks ago, where the person emailed me again and said that it was going to get released either on the 13th or the 20th. And I was like, how the hell does he, like, that's crazy. So immediately when I found that out, that's when I shared it with y'all. And that's when I let y'all know, hey, 13th, 20th, this is what this one person has been telling me. They have been right on a couple occasions already. So I was kind of hesitant to share that just because I didn't want to disclose that somebody was telling me things. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I was honest with y'all and let you know that this is where it's coming from. It's not coming exactly from me. Just because I wanted to, how do you say this? I didn't want to get that person in trouble. And I didn't want to start like a, because I don't think enough people listen to this podcast to where people that work at Coinbase or whatever are listening to me talk about this right now. I don't think that's happening. So I just want to say, like, I don't want to get that person in trouble, or I don't even think he probably just doesn't even work at Coinbase, or I don't even know if it's a he or she. So it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know how this person knows, but they know, and it's probably somebody that just wants to share this information and probably just really likes the show and likes the approach that I'm taking and wants to help me in that way. That's the only thing I can think of. I've yet to ask that person this thing. So immediately when I saw this happen on Friday, I was just like, holy crap. I was like, wow. I was like, this person is exactly right. It's going to get released tomorrow. Literally 2 weeks from now is the 20th, or 2 weeks from the 7th, I'm sorry, is the 21st. This is right around the time he had said, and sure enough, it's going to get released on Coinbase Blue, the regular consumer app, around the 21st, 20th, which is crazy, which is just nuts. It kind of gave me chills because I was like, holy crap. So that's what's going on with that. A lot of people were messaging me over the weekend, like, wanting to know exactly how that went down. instead of replying to all of y'all individually, I just thought I'd just tell you on the podcast tonight, this is exactly what transpired. This is exactly what happened. So yeah, that's how we knew. And I also want to send a message to that person because they're probably listening right now. Thank you for sharing this info to Thriller Podcast, Thriller Coin Talk. If you can keep sending that info, we very much appreciate it. You know, just because I try to be as transparent as possible. So the fact that you're sending me this, I have to let my audience know that this is coming from somebody that's in the know. And that way they know that this is where it's coming from. And I also want to say that do not worry about your identity. Do not worry about that kind of thing. Like, we're going to make sure to keep that under wraps. So just want to say thank you for giving us that info. And if you can keep it coming, I just want to say this. I'm really interested to find out exactly what's going to get released next. Because if we take the same timeline, because if we just look at the timeline, that's it. I'm looking at the timeline. Haven't heard anything yet. But Ethereum Classic got announced on June 11th that it was going to be added to Coinbase. It literally happened August 3rd when it said that it was going to get released on Tuesday. That's 2 months. So I don't know. Maybe one of these new coins that they're supposed to be adding here that it got announced on July 13th. Maybe these new coins that got announced will start showing up. And if that's the case, then I don't know. If that puts it in the same timeline, maybe we'll see how the first one happen here in September. I don't know. But we have a person on our side in the inside letting us know. So as soon as I hear something from that, I'll pass it on. But yeah, Coinbase is going to start releasing these here pretty fast, it looks like. We'll see if they keep this kind of same kind of pace. But it's pretty cool. With that, let's get into our disclaimer. We got to play our disclaimer, because if we don't play our disclaimer, I feel like people will come after me. And I'm not just talking about the SEC. I'm talking about like all the crypto heroes out there that are like, you can't do this. You can't do this. You got to play a disclaimer. You're right. I do. And that's why I'm doing it.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk, my favorite segment in the entire world. I love talking about coin. If you look right now, we can see that Bitcoin has just dipped under $7,000. It's currently 5:38 a.m. Central Standard Time and on August 6, 2018. So, Bitcoin. Now, I want you to realize this, that there was a lot of news that came out on Friday, and we will go over that on tonight's podcast for sure. So, take a listen to Thriller Podcast when it gets released later. But before we dive into all of that, because I do want to preface this, Bitcoin should have been up this weekend. It should have been up considerably. I feel like any other time, any other time last year or the year before, if it had so much good news, it would have shot up the price of Bitcoin. But we are in such a bear market this year that it is not even doing anything. It's not doing anything. It's literally staying stagnant, which is fine because it's likely controlled. It's likely an invisible hand there that's keeping the price down, which is okay. I'm cool with that. I'm a very patient dude. But a lot of people are getting wrecked. They're uncertain now. When to buy Bitcoin? Do I buy Bitcoin? All this stuff like that. Yes, of course you buy Bitcoin. You buy Bitcoin while you can at this price. And the only reason I'm saying that, it's because I'm a firm believer that Bitcoin, BTC, will be around for the long term. And you're going to be kicking yourself very much later when the price of Bitcoin is really high and you're unable to get in at these prices ever again. So I will start off by saying that I picked up some more Bitcoin today because I still saw it was under $7,000. That's an automatic buy for me. I'm sorry. I don't care if it gets below 63, 62, whatever it's going to get to, like, that's fine. I'm still going to buy it at that price. Just because as long, for me, this is me personally, as long as Bitcoin is under $10,000, that's an automatic buy for me. It's even more of an automatic buy once it gets below $7,000. And I've just been buying it the whole time, little by little. I'm not buying hundreds, $200 at a time. I'm buying $5, $20 here, increments, all the way down, all the way up. It doesn't matter. I'm buying it. You know, I'm just a big believer in accumulating Bitcoin because I feel like once Bitcoin gets to roughly around the 200,000 mark, you're going to be able to have a very solid amount of money if you hold a lot of Bitcoin. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say, especially if you've been accumulating it over time. Now, I will say one other thing. There's a lot of people holding Ethereum Classic. Now, this is primarily due to the fork that happened back then. But a lot of people are going to be retiring this week. I know you're like, what, Car? What do you mean retiring? Well, you got to think. You got to look at it like this. Imagine, because, you know, we love Stellar. Like, we love Stellar, right? And I hate to bring this back to Stellar because you're like, oh, there he goes, shilling Stellar again. Probably. But I will say this. A lot of people that are listening to this podcast hold a lot of Stellar. A lot of you tell me, oh, I have this much Stellar. That's awesome. As well, I hold a lot of Stellar. If Stellar ever hit a very large amount, you probably would see through the car retiring. I'm just going to say that. Of course, I keep doing the podcast. But what I'm saying, there's a lot of people that have been holding Ethereum Classic and Ethereum for a very long time. And they've been waiting for this moment, if they haven't already cashed out by now. Once it reaches the $25, $32, $45, $50 range, if it does this year, you're going to see a lot of people trading that in, getting some Bitcoin and cashing out. And a lot of people are going to cash out directly from Coinbase. And a lot of people are going to cash out in whatever other channels that they use. This is going to affect the whole price of CoinMarketCap the next few weeks. Now, this doesn't mean that there's not new money coming in, because I think there will be. But just got to take that in consideration. If you see the market kind of fluctuating back and forth, just realize somebody's retirement just went in effect. So don't get too scared about that. Also want to mention Ethereum right now is currently at 408. We got XRP at 42 cents. Bitcoin Cash at 6.96. EOS at $6.99. Stellar at 23 cents. And interesting enough, Litecoin has gone up a little bit. It's at $74. We got Cardano at 12 cents. Tron at 2 cents, just missed the boat by 3 cents. And Ethereum Classic currently right now at $17.28. Ethereum Classic has been one that we've been holding on to for a while. I hold some Ethereum Classic, not nearly enough to retire, but I hold some Ethereum Classic. Me personally, a lot of people are probably wondering, well, what are you going to do, Carr? I mean, you're telling us, you know, these different scenarios. What are you going to do with Ethereum Classic? You know, a little part of me wanted to pick up some more Ethereum Classic before everything went down, because there was a time where, you know, we could have picked it up at $13, and that would have been the perfect time for me to pick it up. Right now at 17, there's no way I'm going to pick it up at this price. Just not, unless I plan to hold it long term. But if I'm trying to make a quick buck right now, I feel like 17 is just priced a little too high. Just because this market has been so up and down this year. Some things that we were expecting to happen weren't happening. If you guys remember the whole Verge pump that happened earlier this year, we were expecting 25, you know, 20 cents around there. I think it got as high as 14 cents, 12 cents, and then it crashed back down to 2 cents. These are regular things that would have happened, you know, had it not been such a crazy bear market. Another one was EOS. We were expecting $40. Of course, it should have went there. It only got to 25 and then it dropped back down. Now it's at 6.99. A couple other scenarios that we had this year were this Ethereum Classic is a perfect example. As soon as the news hit for Ethereum Classic, it shot up to around $17, then a sell-off. And of course, it went all the way back down. I do think if you ask me this year what's going to happen with Ethereum Classic, I think you're going to see some pumps. I think now, I know a lot of people are like, well, Carr, you said you were waiting all year for what you wanted to see happen with Ethereum Classic. And I was. I wanted to see what was going to happen with Ethereum Classic. I wanted to see how it was going to get released. And I wanted to see exactly what kind of price gains we were going to get. And that was going to be a good gauge as to what we could expect from other coins that are going to get released later, later this year. So right now, if you were to ask me, yes, because news got released on Friday and it literally only went up to $17. And right now we're at $17.27. If you're asking me like, what am I going to do right there? I feel like $17.27 is probably where it's, if it does go up, it likely will only get to like $24, you know, if that. I feel like if it did get to $40, $32, I mean, that'd be awesome. But I feel like around here is where it's probably gonna stay. I feel like when everything is said and done, once it gets released on Coinbase Pro, might see an uptick on it. I don't know if we will. I feel like we're gonna see a dump. This is one of the reasons why I'm not getting in right now at 17. I feel like it's just the price is already fixed in. This is what I personally feel. So this doesn't mean this is fact. You go out and do your own research on this stuff. This is just how I personally feel. So this is one of the reasons why I wouldn't get in. This is why one of the reasons why I kept buying it when it was under $15, $14, $13. Just because I knew it would get to somewhere around $25, $32, $40 around there. But I knew for certain I would increase my money at that price point, right? So right now I think long term I feel like Ethereum Classic will get a nice pump here in the next couple of weeks once it gets on the Coinbase Blue app, the regular consumer app, because there's a lot of people out there that will only purchase coin from that app. I think a lot of people take for granted that they know how to use Bittrex, they know how to use all these other exchanges. A lot of people don't know how to do that. I know you're like, what do you mean? Well, it's not that they don't know how to do it. It's just that to them, that seems foreign to them. So I totally get this. A lot of people will not want to share their, you know, information with exchanges they don't trust, you know. So that's likely what's going to happen with Ethereum Classic. You might see a nice size pump when it gets released on the Coinbase Blue app. And just because a lot of people are waiting for, are only going to buy from there. And I know you're like, what, Car? That's just, no, trust me. This is just how normal people are. I think you take for granted that you're in the know. I'm just saying that. Yeah. And so just want to leave that out there. But I think overall, man, I would love to see Ethereum Classic get to 40 because I feel like if this wasn't a bear market, this is the price that it would be at, $40 around there. But since it's not, I feel like we're going to be around $14 when all is said and done. And this is not good. This is not good at all because we were expecting some big pumps from this. I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong right now. I hope I am. I really do hope I am. I really hope it gets to 40 and a lot of people are able to make some money. But I feel like the market that we're in, the way it's been happening, I feel like this release on Coinbase is turning into somewhat of a nightmare. Not a nightmare in the way they've been handling or even the way they've been releasing it. Everything they've done has been spectacular. I've actually gone from really hating Coinbase to now they have me right in the middle now. They brought me back. They've done a lot of things right here the past few months. And I like what they're doing now. For the longest time, I felt like they were really taking advantage of the space, but I feel like now they're actually doing some good in the space, or at least trying to. So they're winning me back for sure. But and I mean nightmare in that we were expecting some really big pumps out of this. Like $17, it hit $17 upon its initial release that it was going to be added. That was back in June. We were expecting for it to at least get to $25, $24 and with the big hopes that it would get to 32 again. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. This is one of the main reasons why I'm going to stay off of this one. I'm definitely not going to put any more money into it. Me personally, I'm going to hold off. I'm going to wait and see what happens with this fully. I'm going to look back 2 weeks from now and I'm going to say, oh, okay, so it went to 17. On the Coinbase Pro, 2 weeks later, it went to 24, then it got dumped. That's probably where it's gonna. That's likely the scenario it's gonna take. So, just be careful out there. Do your own research. Go out and look at the charts. Look at the sell walls. Be careful because there's a lot of potential to lose money on this release, and it very much could turn into a nightmare for somebody who throws in way too much more than they're willing to lose. And if that occurs, holy crap, you could go from holding it right now at $17, expecting $24-$25, and then Coinbase Blue app gets released and it doesn't happen. It gets dumped even more and you're back down to $14 and you're holding Ethereum Classic at $14 until its next, you know, moon, which probably won't happen until later, much later in the year. So just be careful out there. Realize what you're getting in on. $17 is a pretty high price point personally for Ethereum Classic for myself. That's why I always got in before at 13 or 14, under $15. I felt like that was a good price to hold it at, or a good price point to get in at. I feel like 17, 27 right now, that's a little too high for me. That's $2 too high for me. But if you're somebody who's a Bala, shot caller, 20 inch blades on an Impala, then you're probably not worried too much about $1 or $2. But to a lot of people out there, $1 or $2 is a big deal. But yeah, just wanted to make sure I get that out because people are going to wonder what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait it out. I want to see how this is all going to shake out. And then I'm going to be able to formulate a really good opinion on exactly what we can expect for these other coins. But so far, it's looking like the scenario I said. Tomorrow it's going to get released to Coinbase Pro. It's going to get dumped. And then you're going to see it get a nice size pump, probably around $24, $23, $25 around there. That's going to happen on the Coinbase Blue consumer app release. And then it's going to get dumped again. And I think it's going to hover around $14 long term until we see another size, you know, pump. Best case scenario, it gets on Coinbase Pro tomorrow and we see it go from $17 to $22, $23. It fights that resistance, hangs around $18 to $20 for about 1 or 2 weeks. And then upon the Coinbase Blue app, it gets pumped to like $23, $24 again. And then upon the release, more people buy in. It FOMOs up to $32, $40. And then a massive sell-off happens. And then it tramples back down to $20, $18, $17 around there. So two different scenarios for you. I feel like it's going to be the first scenario. Yeah, it's just been that kind of year. I feel like any other year, it would be a massive, massive pump. But in this year, it just feels like scenario one. So those are the two scenarios that I see personally. That's what I'm going to do. So just wanted to make sure I give you that. If we look here at the bottom, so we're going to talk about this more tonight on the podcast, but Coinbase Custody is also going to be grabbing a lot of these altcoins. I hate calling them alts, but a lot of these altcoins, and they're going to hold them for you. And we're going to talk about this tonight, but Tezos has been one of them, and Tezos has spiked. If you look at it, it's currently right now at $1.88. It literally was on its last leg on Friday. We were at $1.50 around there, and it literally pumped 30 cents just automatically. So if you're holding Tezos, you might want to get like all the stuff that got released on Friday. You probably want to sell now, especially if you saw a nice size increase. There's no way in hell that's going to sustain until that happens. So you might as well sell off. Seriously. And that goes for all those altcoins that had a nice size pump. Digibyte has been up as well too, which is very cool. And I was very, very, very happy that I saw Siacoin a part of those Coinbase Custody altcoins that are going to be held by them. I thought that was a nice thing, because Lord knows Siacoin is doing some outstanding things. So that was cool. I think that's all we're going to talk about on Coin Talk. I just want to make sure that we got out an episode, because I feel like a lot of people were kind of wondering what's going to happen. And I want to make sure I get this information out there as soon as I can. But with that, let's get on to the end of the show. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the end of the show. Just be careful out there. Today is going to be a very tricky day. There's tons of sell-offs. Be careful navigating this market right now. To say it's been being manipulated is an understatement. Just realize that this is crypto, baby. And if you're not losing and gaining all on the same day, then you're probably doing it wrong. But no, seriously, buy Bitcoin. Save the world. See you tonight.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Twitter Podcast with Carl Gonzalez. Remember, Twitter Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Carl said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto. Now Carl. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.